This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had OneNote, tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Montgomery County police officer is on administrative leave today as his superiors investigate his fatal shooting of a suspect last night. It all happened around 11 last night in Montgomery Village when the officer responded to a call about a theft at a condominium complex. Soon after, he radioed for help saying shots had been fired. When fire and rescue personnel arrived, they found a man with an apparent gunshot wound. He died. Looking to move on to another campaign promise, President Trump today will issue an executive order rolling back tighter emission standards President Obama put in place to combat climate change.
Standing with Mr. Trump today at the Environmental Protection Agency will be Director Scott Pruitt, who, as Oklahoma's Attorney General, repeatedly sued EPA over Obama-era regulations. As to Mr. Trump's efforts to roll back emission standards that were aimed at reducing climate change,
this is a promise he's keeping to the American people to say that we can put people back to work and be pro-environment as well.
That was Pruitt on ABC's This Week Sunday. Bob Costantini, Washington.
There is mounting pressure from congressional Democrats for Republican Congressman Devin Nunes to step aside in the investigation into Russian meddling in the election.
The chairman ought to recuse himself.
Leading Democrats calling for the embattled chairman of the House Intelligence Committee to step down, arguing that Congressman Devin Nunes, a former member of President Trump's transition team, is too close to the administration to conduct an impartial investigation into the Trump campaign's potential ties to Russia.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux. The father of one of the Rockville High School rape suspects is also now in jail, charged with being in the U.S. illegally. 43-year-old Adolfo Sanchez Reyes was arrested by ICE agents last Friday. He's been served a notice to appear in immigration court, but for now remains jailed. His son, 18-year-old Henry Sanchez Milian, is also an illegal immigrant and is one of the two suspects in that high-profile rape case. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has vetoed legislation that would ban sanctuary communities in Virginia. The governor says it would stoke fears among the state's immigration communities, but supporters of the ban, however, say it's needed to show that Virginia respects the rule of law and undocumented immigrants are not entitled to special privileges in sanctuary cities. There's a push on in D.C. to encourage businesses and residents to donate unused food to nonprofit organizations.
The goal, according to D.C. Councilmember Jack Evans, is to give people and companies who donate food to nonprofit organizations a tax credit. He says it would be similar to donating clothing and other items to Goodwill.
There's always lots of food going to waste. And so the idea of a financial incentive for people to donate food as opposed to just throwing it out makes a lot of sense.
Evans expects it will move forward in the council. You can voice your opinion on it at 11 a.m. at the Wilson Building. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland's about to become the third state to ban fracking. The state Senate gave final approval to the bill last night. It now goes to the governor, who has said he'll sign it. Fairfax County police are looking for the woman who posed as a Target store employee the other day, walked into the stockroom, and made off with $40,000 worth of iPhones. Police say she does not work for Target, but seem to know their routine as well as where the iPhones were stored. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,551, the NASDAQ at 5840. Sports, the Wizards had the night off. They're in L.A. tonight to take on the Lakers. The Caps are idle. They're in Minnesota tonight. Exhibition baseball, a win for the Nats, a loss for the O's. WMAL News Time 804 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app, available now wherever you download apps.
I used to love wearing dresses and shorts. Then I started getting spider veins, and even worse, those embarrassing, bulging varicose veins. For a while, I covered up my legs, but then I discovered Vein Clinics of America.
Vein Clinics of America is the oldest, largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S., and for 35 years, they've been the leading expert in the treatment of vein disease. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as an hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by your insurance.
My legs look great and feel great. I even love wearing dresses and shorts again.
Make sure your legs look and feel their best for spring. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation to find out how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee is America's iced coffee. It's rich, smooth, always freshly brewed. And Dunkin' has all the flavors you love. Also available in butter pecan and new coconut cream pie iced coffee flavors. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading in through Georgetown, slow. GW Parkway begins near the Overlooks and over toward the Key Bridge. Also slow and heavy over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge onto Constitution Avenue and heading over to East Street Expressway. However, we have better news. According to D.C. police, they tell me they have restored the signal lights working properly at Foxhall Road and Reservoir Road. One signal light repaired, one to go, and that's on 210 Indian Head Highway, just jammed here. Heading out of Fort Washington to Wilson Bridge Drive. That's just before you get to the Beltway with those signal lights not timing properly. A lot of bailout traffic over to Oxon Hill Road, Scataway Road, Old Fort Road, so plan for that. Plan for the delay still out of Newington, 95, to get up onto the Beltway. The latest problem was the crash near Braddock Road. That's now to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered shower storms around not only this morning, but into the afternoon with hours of dry weather, too. A mix of clouds and sunshine otherwise. 73 tonight, down to 53. A chance of a shower or a thunderstorm early. Developing sunshine tomorrow, breezy, and a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Herndon, 55 in Kensington, 61 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. How Congress could still kill Obamacare after all. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this rainy Tuesday morning. Joining us at 8:35, economist Larry Kudlow to talk about the healthcare fallout and the Office of American Innovation. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Eli Lake from Bloomberg View. And we want to talk about Devin Nunes, who was on to the O'Reilly Factor just last night.
There was no sneaking around. I walked onto the ground, said hi to people. Did not go to the West Wing, did not talk to the president. And then what I reviewed and when I found out that it had nothing to do with Russia, okay, that's the key here.
So here we go. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee goes to the White House, looks at some documents, then feels like the next thing he needs to do is talk to the press and then to the president before talking to members of the committee about what he has seen. And he says that what he saw sort of backs up the claim that something was going on during the Obama time to monitor the activities of the Trump transition.
Mm-hmm.
Eli, you've been trying to figure out exactly what is truth and what is not truth in all this. What is your takeaway from all this?
Well, my takeaway here is that there really are two investigations now. There's an investigation into what were the connections between Trump world and Russia, and did the Trump campaign in any way try to collude with Russia to influence the election, which is very serious business. But there's a separate one about did the Obama administration, did the Obama White House order intelligence reports on Trump's transition that had nothing to do with Russia? And did they basically, it's not illegal, but did they take advantage of a loophole in the surveillance law known as FISA that allows you to unmask the identity of American people, U.S. persons that were incidentally collected? And we wouldn't even be going down this road if there wasn't a really significant leak that forced Mike Flynn, Trump's first national security advisor, to resign when nine current and former officials talked about what we believe are transcripts of a conversation that were monitored between the Russian ambassador and Flynn in this transition period. So, you know, there is a lot of smoke there as well, and it doesn't seem like all of it's necessarily appropriate, and it's one of these things where, you know, you'd like to get to the bottom of that and make sure that, by the way, President Donald Trump doesn't have the ability to do this to his political opposition, if indeed this is what Obama did. And that's what the significance of those reports are at this point.
All right, so he went to the White House to look at these documents. What do you draw from that? He went to the, I guess it was the Eisenhower building, the what we used to call the old executive office building.
Say that again? I'm sorry.
Devin Nunes went to the White House, the old executive office building, to look at these documents. What do you draw from that?
I mean, I have to say, he told me in my column yesterday that he did this because it was the most convenient, secure location to view the executive branch only secure systems that had these reports, which is to say, there of course are these secure facilities in Congress, but he's not looking at documents, he's looking at electronic records. Mm. And those SCIFs, as they're known, were not networked with the right system, and so you needed to go to something in the executive branch to view this stuff.
And the suggestion, just to follow up on this point, that because he went to the White House, that perhaps his source were White House sources, doesn't add up?
Well, I don't know who his source is. I asked him if it was a White House staffer, and he said, no, it's not a White House staffer, it's an intelligence official. I suppose it's possible that he is an intelligence official who worked for the National Security Council, but the point is that it wasn't some political appointee for the Trump administration. But I don't think he's going to reveal who his source is. That's, you know, just like I wouldn't reveal who my sources are.
So from what I understand, the Democrats are upset. Adam Schiff is calling for Nunes to resign. Are they upset just because he didn't tell them first? Is that the only is that really the crux of what they're upset about?
It's unusual for the chairman of the Intelligence Committee to learn of new intelligence and then tell the media and the president. So in that sense, they have half of a point. I think they've torqued it to 11 here because this is a serious, serious issue. And if you really look at it without the political stuff and you just simply say, wait a second, did Obama, you know, if there are dozens of these reports and they went to the White House, who ordered them? Who unmasked them? I mean, there's a lot we don't know here, right? But if this is something that was done by, you know, really senior people at the White House, it creates a sort of second scandal to the Trump-Russia one. So, you know, I think that, like, it's a way of kind of trying to basically distract from the substance of it, even though I do think that they do have a kind of half a point, you know, that it's unusual and everything like that. But they could have called for him to resign last week and they didn't, so I think that they're, you know, that this is the thing that they're really focused on, and it's a political campaign on both sides, I should say.
I mean,
Democrats and Republicans have made this whole thing a political football.
Part of this, though, is not only the unmasking of the information, but also the decision made in the last, I think, 20 days of the Obama administration to change the way this kind of information could be shared, so that it was seen by a much wider group of people.
Well, that's the key thing. And by the way, that was reported in a different context by the New York Times on March 1, almost a month ago, which is that the way that the Obama alumni who talked to them on background, very sensitive, is that they needed to preserve the intelligence because they thought that Trump would come in and put all this down the rabbit hole or something like that. And I understand that, you know, you're talking about a vast intelligence community and it's all very kind of, you know, you got to be very compartmentalized and everything like that. But at the same time, you know, in all due respect for President Trump, this guy, I don't think, you know, could barely find the law in the Oval Office. You know, look at the healthcare thing. It was a debacle.
Yeah.
So if he's going to get it together to have his cronies come in and, like, you know, bury the intelligence so that no one will ever see it, that seems to be overblown. And instead what we have is kind of, you know, if this is a serious thing,
But can I just quibble with you a little bit on that, Eli? Because it seems to me that when you made this decision to take the national security information and distribute it to a wider group of people, what you did was you gave it to more people who could potentially leak it. That seems to be what really happened here.
True. Yeah. Right. And by the way, I want to say something. As a national security journalist, I love leaks.
Yeah, I know.
Leaks are good, in my view. I'm taking the other side on the leak issue for most people in politics.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Very different when you're talking about information that is eavesdropped by the U.S. government. We trust the eavesdroppers. We trust these people who monitor communications because they collect a lot of it, including us, incidentally. To take the steps to expunge our names, to minimize, as they call it, to make sure that when they collect something that they didn't mean to of a U.S. person, that that's not then distributed in the government or, God forbid, leaked in public or something like that.
Right.
It's a really important issue. And when that line is crossed, we get into a lot of trouble as a country. It's an abuse of power in a lot of ways. So we have to be very vigilant, in my view, on that issue. It's not like any other leak of classified information, which, in my view, most of the time is, you know, serves the public interest. And there is a public interest argument here. They want to claim that, well, you know, Mike Flynn lied to Mike Pence about this. But again, we never saw those transcripts. We don't know exactly what it is. It's a little bit, I think it's more ambiguous based on my reporting. But again, I want to make that distinction.
Very, very quickly, we're really up against the clock. Where is this going? Are we ever going to find out what Nunes found out?
I believe that there will be more. And I think that this week, the committee, Democrats included, will be able to view these documents at a secure location. And they will proceed. My view of it is there are now really two investigations. So, you know, they should do the Trump-Russia, and then they should do the, you know, who was ordering intelligence reports on the Trump transition.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Eli Lake with Bloomberg View, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. It is 8:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And in from the west, 66, here we come past Nutley Street. They had a crash to the shoulder off the Greenway and onto the toll road past the Fairfax County Parkway. Airports authority tell me, yep, it was a minor incident, but they've moved along. So hopefully seeing some relief here through Reston as you head inbound on the toll road. 270 southbound. Get ready for extra volume this morning out of Clarksburg and down to the lane divide. That's due to the earlier crash at Montrose Road. They had moved that to the left shoulder. Top side, we're bunched up from the IKEA around to Georgia Avenue to the Wilson Bridge at St. Barnabas Road. 210 out of Fort Washington. It's been a tough morning to get to the signal light at Wilson Bridge Drive that wasn't functioning properly. And leaving Old Town Alexandria and passing Slater's Lane toward Reagan National, heavy volume reported to have an incident along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And today we'll have some scattered thunderstorms with a high of 73, chance of rain about 60%. Tonight a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible early in the evening with a low of 53. And tomorrow partly cloudy skies, high is near 65 degrees. Currently in our nation's capital, we're at 61 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
Looking for a local CPA firm with a proven track record to prepare your taxes? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have over 70 years of experience in tax preparation. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com. California.
Let's go to California. Let's go to NoHo, as it is called, North Hollywood, Los Angeles.
Okay.
All right. Well, apparently North Hollywood is a ritzy area. I did not know that.
Wow.
And there is a problem at Walter Reed Middle School. They don't call them junior highs anymore. Mm. Walter Reed Middle School in North Hollywood, that school, like many others, is facing layoffs and classes are getting bigger. And the problem is they have limited funds for the school because the Los Angeles Unified School District has a funding formula, as most all schools do. And in LA, they provide more funding for schools where the white population is below 30%. And apparently at North Hollywood, the white population is higher than 30%. So basically, in the Los Angeles Unified School District, white children get less money. There is less money allocated for white children than there is for children of other ethnic backgrounds. So, because, you know, that's fair, and white supremacy and privilege and all that kind of thing. So the parents are really upset, which I have to tell you is kind of fun to watch the left cannibalize themselves.
All right. So these racial formulas formulas that were imposed back during the days of desegregation in the 1970s.
I
assume that at one point this was a minority, the majority of the students were minorities. And now it seems that that is changing.
Right.
And now all of a sudden they're saying, well, we're going to lose some of our funding because of it. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah, I can imagine they're upset about that.
Yeah. Parents are frustrated with what the cuts mean for their children. Suddenly, when your feel-good legislation with money and so on affects your child, suddenly it's not so good anymore. In an attempt to lessen the budget cuts, the district changed the school spending formula to one based on the number of students. But several jobs are still going to be lost and class sizes could still grow. For the parents are having a hard time with the too many white students as the excuse.
Wow.
That's the reason. There are too many white students in the school, so you get less money.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me. Can you imagine if funding were less because you had too many Hispanic students?
Yeah.
Or if funding was less because you have too many black students? People would be marching.
Well, it says to me that we need to revisit these formulas that have been imposed upon the school districts since the 1970s. Communities change. As we're seeing in Montgomery County, as we're seeing in the District of Columbia, the demographics of a community can change dramatically, and you need to revisit that from time to time.
Why is money allocated based on the ethnicity and not based on student? Why is it not?
I'm not even going to try to defend that at all. I mean, that ship sailed.
That's what this should be.
45, 50 years ago.
If the population in your school is going up, you would be getting more money because you have more students in there, regardless of the color of their skin or the country from which their ancestors came here. It's just a body. It should be a body. Isn't that what the left is all about? Mm-hmm. We're all equal. We're all the same.
Yeah.
We should all be treated the same, right?
Betsy DeVos, your attention is needed on this matter. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why we have a Republican president and people like Betsy DeVos.
How amazing would it be to see these parents thinking, wow, she may not be that bad. Betsy DeVos may be okay.
In North Hollywood singing the praises of Betsy DeVos.
And I also find it interesting that Rosemary Estrada is upset about this, because I'm willing to bet that Rosemary Estrada's child probably is worth more than Sue Jones's kid.
Maybe.
They literally put value on the students.
That's a shame.
It's absolutely outrageous to me.
Wow.
Which makes me now wonder, how many people know what the funding is, what the formula is for your school?
Your school, right?
Do you know what the funding formula is for your daughter's school?
No, I don't know.
So I wonder how many schools had funding formulas that were done in the 70s when we were into this whole busing and diversity and all this other stuff and trying to force these demographics. And because there were incentive programs to do that, you got more money based on, you know, the diversity in your school. I know there's out in Kentucky, there's a school district out there that's still buses. Kids will be on the bus for over an hour so that they can get X number of colored skin kids in a classroom. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But how many
color
parents right now are going, I wonder what the funding formula is for my kid's school? And I think that that's something maybe you want to look into to see how your tax dollars are working. And if your kid is valued less solely based on the color of their skin, it's absolutely outrageous. All right, it is 8:22 on WMAL.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Larry O'Connor. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Veritas Collegiate Academy is an international classical Christian school educating students from all over the world with a vision to graduate young men and women leaders who reason persuasively and articulate themselves precisely. Grade school students are trained in the art of communication with grammar, logic, and rhetoric. High school students receive a global vision and biblical perspective with an emphasis on math, science, and technology. They exercise analytical skills in composition, Latin, rhetoric, and thesis work presented at an international level. If you are interested in an education for your child, there are multiple campuses. A 32,000 square foot campus in Chesapeake, Virginia. An international campus in Beijing, China. And now, a beautiful new facility in Fairfax, Virginia. Tour their new Fairfax campus at the Big Open House and free picnic lunch, April 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. Call 1-866-LOGIC-33. 1-866-LOGIC-33. Or visit VeritasCA.com.
Can you believe we get paid for this?
Driving around,
seeing the sights,
meeting new people,
and making them smile.
Tell me about your perfect day.
It starts when you say to the customer, all you have to do is point, and then we make the junk disappear.
People love that.
Yes.
And then what happens?
We recycle the recyclables.
And donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
People are just so happy when that junk is finally gone. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, here we go. Rush hour, some of our tough spots. If you haven't heard, signal problems on 210 Indian Head Highway, Wilson Bridge Drive. Crews are aware, trying to fix the problem. Heading to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road, heading off the 11th Street Bridge. Better to get you onto DC 295 southbound. That crash gone. Heavy each direction, though, on the freeway coming off of the 11th Street Bridge and the 14th Street Bridge. Just be prepared for that. 270, also a little bit slower than most normal rush hours here because of an earlier crash. Southbound at Montrose, which has been cleared. Update sponsored by MedStar, Georgetown University Hospital. They offer Cyber Night, treating prostate cancer in 5 visits versus the 40 with traditional radiation. Visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll run a few showers, thunderstorms across the area, not only as we head through this morning, but also into the afternoon. But hours of dry weather, too, with a mix of clouds and sunshine. 73, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 62 degrees at 826 on WMAL. Well, remember the big brouhaha over United Airlines wouldn't let those two girls on because they had leggings on.
Yeah, the leggings controversy we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, right? and everybody took to Twitter, and Hollywood took to Twitter, and oh, it's terrible
defend
and horrible.
Defend the leggings, that's right.
Defend the leggings, which, because no one bothered to read past the headline, which was, if I were traveling.
Well, I might look real good in leggings.
No. That should be wrong on a multitude of levels. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yeah, right.
Although, maybe for charity, we could do that.
No.
I think I'm on to something. For wounded warriors, you come to work in leggings.
No.
But anyway, I could wear leggings. If I wanted to wear leggings on a United flight, I can do that. However, these girls were traveling on a friend and family pass.
Right.
And when you do that, there are certain rules that apply about being bumped and all this kind of stuff, but also included is a dress code because you're basically representing United Airlines, so they want to make sure that you are dressed a certain way. That's where this comes from.
It was an employee pass,
exactly.
and these were not employees, but relatives of employees. Right.
So they have requirements that you and I do not have, but everybody ignored that. Well, now Delta is trolling United, which is kind of hilarious. And they took a swipe at United on Monday. They tweeted, "Flying Delta means comfort. That means you can wear your leggings."
Yeah. Well, you knew they'd take advantage of it.
Thank goodness for Twitter, because it allows stuff like this to happen. So, Brian, you can wear your leggings on Delta.
Good.
No harm,
good
no foul.
Know. It is Delta. You know what that stands for? Doesn't ever leave the airport.
It is 8:28 on WMAL.
Sign now by Barracuda Networks is the next generation in e-signature solutions, accelerating business transactions for more than 4 million people and counting. Sign now is priced at a fraction of the cost of comparable solutions, offers superior ease of use, yet includes all the enterprise-class security and functionality your business will ever need to safely go paperless. Sign Now is pre-integrated with Salesforce, Office 365, and Google Apps. And you can even integrate Sign Now with your own app through its API. Visit signnow.com and enter promo code radio to start your free trial.
Eric's IRS troubles were nasty.
I had 10 years of unpaid tax returns. I owed $83,000. I might have wound up in jail.
And unbelievably complex.
Things that are written in the tax code are so complicated that if you don't pay a tax professional to do your taxes, you're going to screw up. This was such a complex problem, I did not think anybody could solve it.
Eric's whole life was about to go down the drain, so he called Optima Tax Relief.
Optima was able to make sense out of the huge disaster, and Optima stopped it.
To say the least, Eric was very relieved.
They got me out of hot water, that's for sure. Optima saved me a boatload of money and got me out of a horribly complex situation. If not for Optima, I might be in jail right now.
Got a nasty, confusing tax problem? Do what Eric did and call Optima right now for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
And coming up, economist Larry Kudlow will be here to discuss the fallout from the lack of a health care vote and also the brand new Office of American Innovation. It is now 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Montgomery County Police this morning are investigating the shooting death of a suspect last night by a county police officer. It happened around 11 when an officer responded to a call about a theft at a condominium complex in Montgomery Village. A confrontation with the suspect resulted in the shooting. Meanwhile, two Miami-Dade County police officers are recovering this morning after being shot in an ambush-style attack.
The officers are in stable condition, expected to survive. The two cops, identified only as a 26-year and an 11-year veteran, are part of the Homicide Task Force gang unit. They were shot last night as they sat in their unmarked car at a troubled apartment complex. Nobody's been arrested. Police are asking for help from the community.
Correspondent Michael Toscano. The father of one of the teenagers charged in the Rockville High School rape case is also himself now in jail, charged with being an illegal immigrant. ICE agents arrested 43-year-old Adolfo Sanchez Reyes after a review of his immigration history revealed his status. President Trump today will sign an executive order aimed at dismantling Barack Obama's plan to curb global warming. As part of the rollback, Mr. Trump will initiate a review of the Clean Power Plan. The Kremlin says a meeting last year, between President Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner and representatives from a Russian state-owned bank was a routine encounter. But that meeting is one thing lawmakers want to question Kushner about.
You're acting as though there's something nefarious about doing what he was actually tasked to do.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer downplaying meetings between Russian officials and President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, in 2016 and during the transition. At issue, meetings including one in December between Kushner and a banker tied to Russia's government. Kushner also met in December with Russia's ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak. In attendance at that meeting, former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who was forced to resign in February after misleading administration officials about his contact with Kislyak. I'm Reed Binion.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,551, the Nasdaq at 5840. Sports, as the exhibition season winds down, the Nationals get another win in Florida, the O's lose. NBA, the Wizards take on the Lakers tonight, the Caps are in Minnesota. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Your vehicle's engine air filter looks like a simple barrier of accordion-like folded paper, because that's basically all it is. But it's responsible for providing clean air to your engine cylinders. This simple filter does a great job, but only for so long. Over time, the dirt it prevents from entering your engine builds up on the filter, and a clogged engine air filter prevents your engine from getting enough fresh air, which can rob it of performance and fuel economy. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Tires. They go through a lot. Burnouts, hairpin turns,
potholes, speed bumps, and the occasional sudden stop. And if you don't get your tires rotated, one day, you'll wish you had. When it comes to tire rotations, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, replace filters, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Did you know that more homes sell in March, April, and May than any other time of the year? So why pay 6% commission just to sell your home? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Your yard has lots of potential, and Cub Cadet can help unlock it with the industry's strongest lineup of zero-turn riding mowers, available with four-wheel steering or lap bar control to deliver the Cub Cadet signature cut every time. This is Strongsville, where lawns come to life, and it all starts with your independent dealer, where right now, during Cub Cadet days, exceptional financing offers are available. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take an award-winning zero-turn mower for a test drive today.
Offer subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. See store associate for details.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, it looks like fire truck, ambulance, both at the scene of the crash on 66 westbound. So if you're coming off of the Beltway, watch as you merge onto 66 west. The crash at Nutley Street takes away the right half of the roadway. Stay to the two left lanes to get you on by. Getting into Leesburg, the struggle has been on Route 7, heading eastbound past Route 9 before you get to the bypass. Still under police direction for that crash. Maryland on 270 southbound Clarksburg to the lane divide. Early morning accident at Montrose Road, the culprit of those delays. Still bunched up here on the top side. College Park to Silver Spring had a broken down in the backups at New Hampshire Avenue. That's been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds here. Mild weather expected this morning. We'll mix clouds and sunshine up, and we'll see a few showers, a few thunderstorms around. And we'll get a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Up to 73 degrees. Tonight, 53. Chance of thunderstorms early. On Wednesday, clouds give way to sunshine and northwest breeze. That means the front's through. So we're a little bit cooler, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Gainesville, 56 in Greenbelt, 63 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us on the line right now from CNBC is Larry Kudlow. Good morning to you, Larry.
Good morning. Good morning.
Listen, I want to get into the healthcare debacle and the fallout from all of that, but I want to also sort of take it from the lens of, okay, healthcare apparently not going to happen the way it looks right now. How does that impact the next step, which is, you know, start getting tax cuts? Because we kept hearing, well, we can't really know what the tax cut's going to look like until we know what the fix for health care is going to cost us.
Yeah, I never really bought into that. I mean, I still don't buy into that. That gets you to this reconciliation process where they thought they'd save a big chunk of money on health care. I think the original number was $1 trillion, but as scored by the CBO, and I don't really agree with CBO scoring, that number was whittled down, I don't know, I think to $200 or $300 billion. Look, that stuff, is they bombed out on health care in large measure because the speaker and the leadership misunderstood reconciliation. You know, they could have put all of the regulations into reconciliation. The Senate parliamentarian, who said nobody talked to her until the last remaining days, she said we could put regulations in there as long as there's some fiscal impact, which there would be, on premiums, spending, revenues, and what have you. So I would, you know, here we go again, abiding by reconciliation rules, so-called. In this case, it's something called the Byrd Rule, which says whatever you put through has to be deficit neutral. Well, the Byrd Rule has been broken as many times as it has been used. So, look, my argument is very simple. Lower tax rates across the board, especially for large and small businesses, okay? Go forward with a pro-growth plan. If you need more revenues, then limit or abolish as many loopholes as you can. Cut budget spending as much as you can. And be sure to incorporate faster economic growth, which I think would be minimal 3-4%. That's the way to recoup the revenues. There is no obstacle from reconciliation. That's just utter process nonsense.
So how did they get it so wrong? Who is to blame here?
Therein lies the question of the year on health care. You nailed it. I don't know. There are lawyers galore. You know, this great article, I invite all listeners to go to the National Review, NRO, and read DeRoy Murdoch's piece. Now, DeRoy has raised the point that I've raised, and Ovik Roy has raised, and Betsy McCoy has raised, but DeRoy was the most comprehensive. Senator Mike Lee finally went, Elizabeth McDonough, I think her name is, to the Senate parliamentarian, who, by the way, was a Republican appointee. And she said, well, no one's talked to me until now. And she said, there's no reason why regulations can't be in reconciliation. Whereas the Speaker and Mr. Price, the HHS Secretary, and others have been saying we have to have steps 2 and 3 for the reg. Probably the most important reg in this whole story was the essential benefits reg, which left mandatory health care packages in place. In other words, the mandatory rule and the penalty was removed, but if you buy insurance, you had to have a mandatory package, which, you know, 10 or 12 things, which you don't want, you don't need, and had no choice in it. That was the key. That's why premiums were going to stay high, and that's why enrollment was going to stay low. Once you took that regulation out, you'd see much lower premiums and booming enrollee. Now, I don't know who made that. You know, the White House counsel has lawyers. OMB, where I served, has lawyers. Everybody has lawyers, and they all got this story wrong. And my opinion, the Freedom Caucus was right to rebel against essential benefits. Wow. I stand up. They may not have it right in everything. Maybe they could have deal on something. But that was crucial. Otherwise, you'd be left with an Obama mandatory program, which is nuts. And yet they blamed it on process, and they were completely, utterly, totally wrong. And I'm just saying, Mary, don't make this same mistake again regarding tax reform. Know your rules, and then just drive through good pro-growth incentivized policies on taxes. It's, you know, don't make this any harder than it has to be, for God's sakes.
Can I ask you about the Office of Innovation that's going to apparently be led by Jared Kushner? I mean, on its face, this sounds like a really, really good idea. What do you think?
I think on its face, it sounds like a really, really good idea. I don't know what it is. I'm all for innovation. How about this? Lower tax rates, roll back regulations, and then promote innovation. Look, America is a technological leader, but we've had one hand tied behind our back because of these fiscal policies. So if you get rid of that obstacle, you'll probably be in business to spur innovation. But I'd have to see the specifics. Jared Kushner is a good man. I work with him a lot in the campaign. Smart guy, level-headed guy. I'm not sure what the specifics are. But you all are for innovation, right? We're all for innovation.
Yeah, everybody,
I just hope it's good innovation.
All God's children love innovation. All right, Larry.
Gales of creative destruction. That's what we need.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Larry Kudlow, thank you so much for joining
us. Thanks, Larry.
Greatly appreciated. It's now 8:43 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for my friends at Zero Res, the company that's revolutionized the way carpets and rugs are cleaned. I use them at my house, and I highly recommend you do the same. Did you know that your carpets should be professionally deep cleaned at least once a year? Well, with spring upon us, it's time to have Zero Res help you with your spring cleaning. Say goodbye to dirt, grime, bacteria, pollen, pet stains, ugly traffic patterns, and odors lurking in your carpets. A Zero Res clean will leave your carpets looking brand new again. Zero Res can also use their system to deep clean oriental rugs, wood, tile floors, even upholstery. And for WMAL listeners, here's a great offer. Book today, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $147. Plus, you'll get a hallway cleaning for free. That's a huge savings. Don't wait. Now, this offer is not going to last long. Call them now, 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, forward or backwards, it's spelled the same, ZeroRez.
I'm Rick Edelman, financial advisor and best-selling author of The Truth About Your Future. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Beltsville and McLean Tuesday, April 4th, Bethesda and Leesburg Wednesday, April 5th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestellman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
45 now WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Mary, we're still busy and some rain in parts of our areas affecting the commute as well. On 95 Maryland southbound, right as you come up to that exit for 212, still watch for crash activity. Looks like a bus involved as well, or at least pulled over to the shoulder. Once onto the Beltway, still solid lineup around into Silver Spring. 270, delays heavier than normal, Germantown and into Rockville from an earlier morning crash. Trying to get into Leesburg, heads up on Route 7, still under police direction. The crash, eastbound 7 after Route 9 before you get to the bypass. And watch on 66, unusual backups westbound, like the afternoon rush, but westbound at Nutley Street for the accident along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds here. Mild weather expected this morning. We'll mix clouds and sunshine up, and we'll see a few showers, a few thunderstorms around. And we'll get a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, up to 73 degrees. Tonight, 53. Chance of thunderstorms early. On Wednesday, clouds give way to sunshine and northwest breeze. That means the front's through, so we're a little bit cooler, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, we're at 63 degrees at 8:46 on WMAL. Oh, my gosh. Do you remember this song, Brian? I remember this. Well, Barbie is in the news, not for anything that she has done or has not done. Someone else has put Barbie in the news, and it comes out of Pittsburgh. There's this a woman, a mom. Her name is Giselle Barreto Fetterman, and she's a 5-year-old daughter named Grace. Mm-hmm. And they literally had they wanted to replicate the Women's March on Washington because her daughter's 5 years old, and she knows what that's all about.
Okay.
So they took all of her dolls, and they had a doll march.
Okay.
And then Giselle looked at her daughter, Grace, and said, "Is there anyone missing?" And they pointed out she has a black doll, okay. A doll in a wheelchair, okay. A doll with glasses. And Grace and her other two children, she says she likes to raise them in an environment of acceptance and inclusion. So they have pretty much every type of doll you could possibly have represented.
Do they have a little people's doll?
And I don't know. Maybe when I was a kid, I had little Kittle dolls. So she said she asked her daughter, "Is there anyone missing?" And her daughter said, "There were no Muslim dolls. No Muslim dolls." Hmm. They're not worried about the Catholic doll, but there's no Muslim dolls. And Ms. Grace says, you know, Giselle said, that seems wrong. The refugee population coming in is mostly Muslim, and they are not welcomed by everyone. And that's painful to see. And there are children among the refugees, okay. And there are no dolls for them. So she has come up with a kit. They're selling Hello Hijab. It is a small little piece of cloth, a colorful cloth, and with instructions to fold it into hijabs for Barbie-sized dolls. So now you can make hijab Barbie.
And it's probably selling like gangbusters.
I don't know if it is selling like gangbusters. And she said, my dream is that every school with all the dolls they have will have at least one. If they play with it as children, when they become adults and see someone with a hijab, they'll be more accepting.
So on one hand, you know, there are many people on the left who look at Barbie and say, it's sexist, it's an unrealistic body image, this is a horrible toy, our girls should not use Barbie as an example. And yet there are those on the left who say, oh, no, we just need to make Barbie wear a hijab.
Well, the great thing about the hijab is it covers up her body, so you can't tell that it is body shaming and her body. See, so it works. Okay. I'm curious if they're going to come out with rosary beads for the Catholic Barbie, and they're going to want that in school, too. Or do we only want the Muslim Barbie in school?
I don't know.
The hijabs are locally made by hand, so creating American jobs. a future production, though, will be completed by a Muslim seamstress in Pittsburgh, and she will be paid $15 an hour because, you know, minimum wage has to be $15. The hijab will cost about $6 and will be available April 1st, which makes me question the veracity of this story, but it is from a legitimate news source, so. Otherwise, April 1st, I was kind of questioning the entire thing. Right? Don't you do that? Yeah. Don't you do that when you see a story, you see something and it's April 1st?
April 1st, right.
You know, but it is a legitimate news story out of Pittsburgh. So this woman is known for her many altruistic efforts, and she even has a website on which she lists all her her social fights in which she battles. She runs this site with another woman from out in the Pittsburgh area.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so all proceeds from Hello Hijab will go to the Islamic Center of Pittsburgh, the ACLU, and Community Blueprints of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, this is just what we need. This is just what we need. And I'm really quite confused about how liberals view Barbie. I mean, I'm not sure I understand. I thought they hated Barbie.
Well, this is why their inability to have any sense of irony or hypocrisy comes into play. You know, and I've always said when it comes down and their worlds are going to collide, like their favored groups are going to collide, their special groups. And you're already seeing if they have to choose between giving special favor to a Muslim person or a gay person, the gay person loses. The Muslim person wins. And it's the same thing with women versus Islam. Mm-hmm. Because they will never note about how a lot of radical Islam, and not even radical, look at Saudi Arabia, women can't drive. They will never bring that up. It's always Islam wins. So they have to choose which of their special groups are more special than others.
And then you're going to have the Ken doll who's confused about his gender identity.
Well, yes. Well, I'm sure they're going to change his name to Pat. She said she heard about this up through a party, birthday party, adult hijabs being cut up and turned into doll-sized hijabs. She said, it made my heart explode.
Okay.
That's funny because it makes my head explode. So I guess no matter what, we have exploding things all around. Everybody's got something exploding. It is 8:50 on WMAL.
Take a listen.
It's a great pleasure to speak to you.
Great to have you with us.
You always make me laugh.
Well, that's good to hear.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I love your show so much.
You're terrific. I listen all day long.
What do you think?
I really love your show, and I feel like we're friends.
Where the people of Washington let their voices be heard.
105.9 FM.
It's fun.
And AM 630.
It's hilarious.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL. A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
The longer you've been doing something, the harder it is to stop. This is especially true of cigarettes, one of the most addictive habits out there, not to mention one of the worst. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The earlier in childhood a person starts smoking, the stronger the addiction. That's according to a new report by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Researchers say an estimated 4% of kids who try to quit nicotine will succeed. Just 4%. Children and adolescents also need more attempts to quit before succeeding. And here's another interesting fact from the report. Women metabolize nicotine faster than men, which might help explain, at least in part, why they have more trouble quitting. Lastly, on e-cigarettes. Well, science is split as to whether they're a good smoking cessation tool, but they're not going to do you any good, so better not to pick one up in the first place. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Eddie. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down Eddie's face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Work Shoe. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a wonderful day, Jamie.
You do the same. And you know what? It's rain affecting a lot of this rush hour right now, too, with the wet pavement and road spray. So we're not out of the woods yet. A lot of delays continue. Want to start on the Fairland area in Maryland, heading into White Oak, southbound 29, just after Randolph Road, still with the crash, some of that activity, the distraction there. Then slow through White Oak and toward the Trader Joe's. Beltway still tied up from College Park to Silver Spring. Virginia Beltway leaving Springfield to Annandale, stop and go. 66 in the westbound direction. Seeing some improvement with this crash at Nutley Street. Looks like just the right lane block, but again, westbound unusual backups right as you come off of the Beltway. Still tied up over the bridges into town. The Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, Key Bridge, 14th Street Bridge, and onto the freeway. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll run a few showers, thunderstorms across the area, not only as we head through this morning, but also into the afternoon. But hours of dry weather, too, with a mix of clouds and sunshine. 73, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 62 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If they'll do it for you, will they do it to you? And I'm talking about those Cheap Charlie AC contractors. They'll show you little tricks about how they can save you a buck here or there. They won't pull permits. They don't follow job site protocols. There's always cheaper. There are always companies out there cutting corners. They're easy to find. Sometimes finding the best company to trust in your home and doing the work properly might be worth a little bit more. My name's Dave Snell, and I run Snell Heating and Air. You can rest assured we'll always have your family's safety and comfort as our top priority. And that's something we'll never take for granted, never cut corners, and never trifle with. That's the Snell advantage, and that's what you can count on when you call my stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we debunk myths and shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number one.
Salt is bad for everyone on the planet, and no one even needs it. I read that on a blog.
Okay, let's shake it up. Here's the truth. Everyone needs salt. Like water, salt is essential to human life. It keeps our muscles strong and brain running smoothly. It's actually what makes every cell in your body function, and that's pretty important, right?
I guess.
It's true. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out why at alittlesalt.org.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. We small business owners earn a few battle scars every now and again. 30 years ago, when I didn't know any better, I handwrote paychecks for my employees without withholding payroll taxes. Battle scar. Then I tried to give my employees 1099s at year end instead of correctly giving them a W-2. Battle scar. And let's not forget those times I messed up their payroll taxes. More battle scars, which inspired me to create simple and affordable payroll for U.S. business owners with 1 to 100 employees. Patriot Software's payroll starts at just $10 a month. We will help you get set up for free. We provide U.S.-based support for free. You don't have to make the same mistakes I did. Let us help you. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
It is 8:59 coming up on tomorrow's show. There is a video making the rounds on social media of a special needs boy at DFW Airport in Dallas. And he is being patted down by the TSA agent. It is unbelievable. The guy puts his hand in the kid's pants. It's unbelievable.
So what's going on with the TSA? We'll talk about it tomorrow. Oh, looky there. It's Chris Plant.
Does the TSA guy say anything when he does that? Like, woohoo? Anything like that?
Does he say woohoo?
No, I don't.
If he buys me dinner, I'm in.
No, he doesn't. Well, I'll just leave that at that because I saw that video too. The Trump presidency is apparently doomed. I read it in the newspaper today. The entire project.